So we just heard Jesus say, it is like a man traveling abroad. Well, he was probably talking about the guy who got on a train from New York to Chicago, and he told the porter to make sure to wake him up at 3 a.m. so he could get off at Jersey City. He said to the porter, regardless of what I say, get me up because I have important business there. So the next morning the man was awakened, but in Chicago. And so he looked for the porter, and boy, when he found him, he poured it on him. And when he left, someone said to the porter, how could you just stand there and let him talk to you like that? And the porter said, well, that ain't nothing. You should have heard what the other guy said when I put him off in Jersey City. How many of you have seen that now old movie from 1990 called Awakenings? Has anyone ever seen that? Okay, a handful of people. Awakenings is the story of a man named Leonard who is engulfed in a sickness that has put him to sleep for 30 years. For 30 years, Leonard is immobilized and speechless. But then through the hard work and compassion of a doctor named Malcolm Sayers, Leonard begins to move and talk and feel and love. Like Leonard, isn't it true that many of us have perhaps fallen asleep in our relationship with God? Do you know our gospel passage today from Mark is a very brief one? It is only 5 verses long, and yet 2 words are repeated 4 times in that brief gospel passage. Stay awake. So what do we need to be awakened to? Well, we need to wake up to what the New Testament calls the day of salvation, and that is the time between the first and second comings of Christ, a time allowed by God in His mercy for our conversion. And the day of salvation is the day before what the New Testament calls the day of Jesus Christ, which is that great day when He will appear again. And Paul tells us today in our second reading that we are to be irreproachable on the day of Jesus Christ, irreproachable, without reproach. That implies moral and spiritual strength. And so, we've got work to do. We've got work to do to prepare for the day of Jesus Christ to become morally and spiritually strong. So let's wake up to that day. Because, of course, to be Christian does not mean just to go to church on Sunday and then continue with the status quo. We have to prepare for the day of Jesus Christ, and that is what Advent, this holy season, reminds us of. Listen to what Scripture expects of us during this day of salvation. Ephesians 1:4 says that we are to be holy and faultless before God in love. Philippians 1:10 says that we are to be innocent and free of any trace of guilt. Philippians 2:15 and 16 says that we are to be pure, unspoiled children of God, shining out like bright stars in the world, proffering to it the word of life. 1 Thessalonians 5:23 says that we should aim to be perfect in this day of salvation. Jude verse 24 exhorts us to be joyful on this day of salvation. And juxtaposed to all this, we have Jesus himself saying to us in Luke chapter 21 verse 34, take heed to yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and cares of this life, and that day come upon you suddenly like a snare. And so there it is, church. This is serious stuff. Serious stuff. And this is what the day of salvation has been given us for. God forbid that we sleep through it. But you know, there's a purpose to all of this. And we heard all that talked about in our second reading today, where Paul tells us that when witness to Christ is firmly rooted in our lives, then our speech and knowledge will be richly endowed. We will have the mind of Christ, and our conversation, not to mention our lives, will be life-giving. And then Paul says we shall be partners with Jesus Christ as we wait for him to be revealed on the day of Jesus Christ. And if we are partners with Christ's church, that means in a certain sense that he comes through us if we are his partners. So that when other people encounter us, if we are doing that work during this day of salvation to grow in holiness, then when other people encounter us, it will be the day of Jesus Christ, because he will come through us. So that is what the day of salvation is given us for. That is what we have to get ready for. Scripture is clear. Let's not pussyfoot or deceive ourselves. This time, this day of salvation is given to us to grow in holiness and to strive for perfection. Jesus warns us to stay awake. But in order to stay awake, first we have to wake up. And that's why the church gives us this season of Advent, because the church is convinced, like Dr. Sayers was of Leonard, that there is something alive inside us. During Advent, we are awakened to the initial revelation of Jesus in Bethlehem at Christmas. May that awaken holiness in us, so that he will continue to come through us. And then, please God, we will be irreproachable on the day of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.